From the WGXC newsroom, this is WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail. Catskill Park has received $500,000 for its economic growth and resource preservation. The funding came in the form of a line item in the 2015-16 state budget. The money will be used for comprehensive planning, land acquisition, stewardship, and a small business grant program. Catskill Park Coalition co-chairs Ramsey Adams and Alan White expressed their gratitude to State Senators George Amador and James Seward for securing the support. White said, quote, "With this investment, Senators Seward and Amador are helping the region to proactively and strategically plan for the future," end quote. The Catskill Park Coalition is an alliance of approximately 30 regional not-for-profit groups focused on broadening public appreciation of the park and seeking resources to enhance and maintain it for current and future generations. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jad Muad is reporting in the New York Times. The National Transportation Safety Board said Monday, April 6th, new oil tank train cars should come with much stronger ability to withstand high heat and pressure from a crash or a blast. New federal measures to make the oil-by-train business safer, which include added protections to rail cars, are not expected to take effect until 2017. The board said Monday the new measures needed to be significantly strengthened to include more robust thermal protections, like a ceramic thermal blanket on the cars. The board also called for increased capacity of pressure relief valves. Traditional tank cars used for crude oil transportation have long been known to rupture in crashes. A newer car, the CPC 1232, adopted by the rail industry in recent years, has also broken up and exploded in crashes this year. Read the full story in the New York Times. And Mark Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, the Alliance for Quality Education is urging parents to consider opting their children out of state standardized tests this month. AQE is a pro-public education group with support out of the New York State United Teachers. It sent an email blast Monday, April 6th, about opt-outs. In the email, the group wrote that too much emphasis is being placed on high-stakes testing, forcing teachers to teach to the tests too often. AQE's plea comes just a week after New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee came out in support of parents opting their kids out of standardized tests. Exams for students in grades 3 through 8 will be administered between April 14th and April 24th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. For the local weather forecast, today showers likely mainly after 11 a.m., cloudy, high near 48, chance of precipitation is 70%. Tuesday night, rain showers likely before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. Cloudy, low around 36, chance of precipitation 60%. For the next 3 days, Wednesday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then rain showers likely. Cloudy, high near 42. Wednesday night, rain and snow showers likely before 5 a.m., then a chance of snow showers. Cloudy, low around 32. Thursday, a chance of snow and snow showers before 11 a.m., then rain showers likely. Cloudy, high near 43. Thursday night, showers likely. Cloudy, low around 38. Friday, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., cloudy, high near 61. Friday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, low around 47. Sunrise today was at 6:26 a.m., sunset today, 7:28 p.m., and the day is 13 hours and 1 minute long. And for public meetings, today is the first Tuesday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location, and all numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Catskill Town Board Meeting, 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. Copake Park Commission Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road, Copake, 329-1234. Durham Town Board Meeting, 7:30 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. Hunter Planning Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5748 Route 23A in Tannersville, 263-4020. Ichabod Crane Central School District Board of Education meeting, 7 p.m. at Ichabod Crane High School, 2910 Route 9 in Valencia, 758-7577. Lexington Town Board meeting, 6:30 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3542 Route 42, Lexington, 986-6303. Livingston Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, County Route 19, Livingston, 851-9441. And Taconic Planning Board meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Neva Wartell. Have a great day.